It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
This is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. We're going to go back to September 1st of 1967. The Giants are on the road at Old Crosley Field in Cincinnati. It's game two of a four-game series between the Giants and the Reds. Now, the Giants are 70-64 coming into this game. They're trailing the St. Louis Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Cincinnati Reds in the pennant race in 1967. There are 13,745 on a Friday night at Crosley Field. Mike McCormick tells us more about 1967.
In my case, you know, having been traded 4 years before and kind of given up for dead, and then have the same organization trade 4 years later and bring you back and have what started out as a relatively slow year but turned out to be a real Cinderella year for me. It was, as you might imagine, most gratifying.
Now, the pitching matchups in this one, for the Giants, it's Gaylord Perry. And for the Reds, it's Mel Queen. So those are the two pitchers in this game. All right, here are the lineups in this one. Jay Alou leads off for the Giants. Haller hits second. Mays third. McCovey fourth. Hart fifth. Brown sixth. Lanier seventh. Fuentes eighth. And Gaylord Perry hits ninth. For the Cincinnati Reds, we've got Tommy Harper leading off. Veda Pinson. Pete Rose. Lee May, the big bopper. Tony Perez. Tommy Helms, Johnny Bench, Leo Cardenas, and Mel Queen is the pitcher. All right, so these two teams, they're right in the top of the National League in 1967, and they're all both chasing the Cardinals. The Giants first. Mays gets a base hit. McCovey walks, but Hart grounds back to Queen, and that's it in the first for the Giants. In the second inning, Hal Lanier gets a base hit, and Queen wild pitches him the third. Tito Fuentes and Gaylord Perry strike out, so no score, which is going to be part of the theme of this game. The Cincinnati Reds fifth against Perry. Tommy Helms flies out to right. Johnny Bench gets a double. Leo Cardenas flies out to right, and Queen hits a ground ball down to Fuentes, and that ends the Cincinnati fifth. No score. This game continues. Gaylord Perry on the hill, matching zeros with Mel Queen. Mel Queen goes to one out in the 10th inning. Perry's still in there. Ted Abernathy comes in for the Reds, and we go to the San Francisco 14th inning. There's still no score in this game. 0-0. Gaylord Perry is still in there. 14th inning. Jim Ray Hart gets a base hit. Downtown Ollie Brown hits a fly ball to right. Hal Lanier forces Hart on a fielder's choice, and Dick Groat comes up. Now, Dick Groat was an MVP for the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1960. He was a pickup for the Giants in 1967. It was his last year as a ball player. Ended up his career with 2,138 hits, and he cracks a double to left field. Pete Rose gets it off the wall, throws it to Cardenas. They're going to try to score. Lanier, throw to Johnny Bench at the plate. He's out at the plate. So Groat is credited with a double. Lanier is out at the plate, and we move on to the 15th inning. Still no score. Gaylord goes 16 innings in this game. It's still going on. 10 hits, 2 walks, and 12 strikeouts. San Francisco Giants pitcher Mike McCormick tells us about Gaylord Perry.
Well, you know, I think 67 was about when he was starting to do it. And if somebody said, well, how much did he do it? I would have guessed probably 30%. And there were no secrets about it, certainly in the clubhouse. And he progressed, you know, as his career went on. When he left the Giants, I think he even got more and more and used more and more of the so-called, well, we'll call it wet ball.
All right, we go to the Giants 17. Inning. Hal Lanier gets a walk. Dick Groat moves him over to second. Jack Hyatt gets a base hit. Now it's first and third, but Alou strikes out and Haller flies out to left, and that is it in the 17th inning for the Giants. Nice pinch hit for Jack Hyatt in that one. All right, we now go to the 21st inning. This is what makes this an amazing game in Giants franchise history. The 21st inning. Willie McCovey strikes out. Jim Ray Hart, a base hit. Downtown, Ollie Brown gets a double. Hal Lanier is intentionally walked. Now, in the game now is Big Bob Lee for the Cincinnati Reds. He has replaced Don Nottebohr, who went five innings. Perry has gone after 16 innings. Frank Lindsay has gone four innings, and he's about to go his fifth inning here. Hasn't given up a run. So the bases are loaded. One out, and Dick Groh draws a walk off Bob Lee, driving in the first run of the game, and that is Jim Ray Hart, and the Giants take the lead 1-0 in Crosley Field. Frank Lindsay and Alou go out, and we go to the bottom half of the 21st inning. Vada Pinson flies out to Jay Alou in left. Pete Rose strikes out, and Johnny Edwards, a pinch hitter, strikes out as well. And the Giants win this game 5 hours and 40 minutes. They win it 1-0 over the Cincinnati Reds. 1-15-0 for the Giants, 0-12-1 for the Cincinnati Reds. The Giants leave 18 on base. The Reds leave 13 on base. So Gaylord Perry, 16 shutout innings. Perry was amazing that year. 293 innings pitched, 15-17 on the year with a 261 earned run average. Imagine that. 4 days later, he shuts out the Houston Astros at Candlestick Park, 2-0 on a three-hit shutout. For Dick Groh, this is his last year in the big leagues. He ends up playing 34 games for the Giants, gets 70 at-bats, only scores 4 runs, but this was one walk that he got that drove in the winning run in this 21st inning. San Francisco Giants pitcher Mike McCormick tells us about Dick Groh.
Well, you know, it was interesting. Here was a guy that was not only a great baseball player, but was an All-American basketball player in college. Dick was not blessed with any kind of speed, but really played with his head. He was a real position player at shortstop, and as a result, made up for the fact that he didn't have a real strong arm or great range by being a real heads-up ball player. I know, having pitched against him when he was with the Pirates, he was one of the more difficult outs because he always got the bat on the ball, and he tried to hit the ball back up the middle, and those weren't the kind of batters I like.
He ended up his career with 2,138 hits. So it's an amazing game, September 1st of 1967. At the end of this one, the Reds, 11 back, the Cubs 11.5 back, and the Giants 13 back. The Cardinals are 84-51. The Giants go to 71-64 after this one here. Really, quite a game. An amazing game for Gaylord Perry and the Giants. They beat the Reds 1-0 in 21 innings, and Perry goes 16 of them. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for three generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.